Well, that certainly was not our best performance, but a lot of the credit has to go to South Alabama. We knew they were a very good team. Nothing that they did caught us by surprise, including how tough they played us and how close a game it was. They're a very well-coached, very good team with perimeter guys that can really, really score. And we knew that coming in. And I don't know really what happened, but it was apparent to me yesterday that as a coaching staff, we did not have our guys ready to play. We had a great practice Tuesday, and then we came in yesterday and had one of our worst practices of the year. And it was obvious to me that we were not ready. So as a coaching staff, we just did a really poor job of having our basketball team on that edge that you have to be at to be a really, really good team. Now, having said that, we did some good things down the stretch. Our guys are pretty comfortable playing in close games, apparently. So we were able to do some things down the stretch that were impressive. I didn't think Red had his best night, and yet he hit a big three for us and hit some key free throws. But in any event, again, I give a lot of credit to South Alabama because they did a nice job of staying together and keeping their composure and making it very difficult for us.
Kevin, in what ways does the fact that you figured yesterday wasn't a good practice, how did it sort of manifest itself tonight?
Well, you can't practice the way that we practiced yesterday and be where you want to be. It just and again that's something that apparently our staff did in not having those guys on edge. I warned them. I told them that this was a very good team, but I obviously didn't do enough to make sure that we were absolute 100% ready. We have a young basketball team. We could blame it on a lot of things, but the bottom line is it's my job to make sure they're ready. So I didn't do my job well enough tonight, and fortunately we're able to talk about that after a victory instead of a loss, because it very easily could have been a loss.
Is that a good thing, though, when all that happens, you still win?
Well, sure, it's always better when you win than when you lose. But we would like to play closer to our potential, and they would too. It's not. I have the biggest group of pleasers that I've ever coached. It's not their lack of willingness. They want to do exactly what we want as a coaching staff. Somewhere we just had we disconnected the last couple of days in terms of our being able to keep them on edge.
Will this game help you get them back, get that connection back, get them back on edge?
Well, it's really disheartening when you got a game in less than I don't know, what, we got a game in 30 hours? Something like that, 36 hours? And you look down here, 44 minutes, 42 minutes, 35 minutes. That's not exactly what the doctor ordered for tonight. That's not what we wanted. But I don't think that we'll have guys using it as an excuse. I think they'll try to get themselves as ready to play as they can be.
When AJ gets those two fouls in the first minute, did that kind of mess up your rotation a little bit, or how did that affect?
Well, it just messes up a lot, and not just your rotation. It just messes up some of the things that you can do offensively. It messes up a lot of things, and so he's going to have to. We're going to have to start having a first foul substitution for him, because too often he's getting that second one too quickly after the first one, and we're going to have to try to avoid that, because we're obviously a much better team when he's in the game.
Allen gave you 14 off the bench tonight, and I think started the second overtime, if I remember correctly. Talk about what he gave you tonight.
Allen was really good for us. I felt badly for him. He missed those two free throws. He's an excellent foul shooter. It's probably the first really, really, really pressurized free throw maybe he's ever shot, and I felt badly for him, and because he's an outstanding foul shooter, but his play was obviously very critical because AJ had two fouls literally within the first minute of the game, and so. Allen's ability to come in and play the way he played was crucial. We had to give AJ a blow, and Allen got up and got the tip, which enabled us to score the first basket of score the first points of the overtime, which was again big. And so Allen's played well for us. He's doing what he can do, and that's all we need him to do.
Kevin, when you did get an overtime, what do you feel like was the difference in winning the game and losing
the game? I would say probably that our bench was a lot longer than theirs, and that we, you know, because we had subbed throughout the game, I felt like our we were probably a little fresher at the end than they were. They were struggling to make shots there, but again. Probably that, just the fact that we were a little deeper, and their guys probably got a little more tired.
One more question for Coach.
AJ got the two fouls in the first 33 seconds. He finishes the two fouls.
Well, you know, I wish he wouldn't have caused all the consternation that I had. But we played him again in the first half. We didn't sit him the rest of the half. We played him, matter of fact, quite a bit in the first half for me. I typically tend to sit them down after they get their second foul, but that's just too long a period of time. So it was good that he played without fouling. It will be nice when he learns to do that at the beginning so that we're not hampered, you know, throughout the first half. And again, he's trying. He's trying. He's an aggressive kid, and we wouldn't want him to be any other way, but we just got to be a little more intelligent with some of the things that we do.
All right,
guys. Thank you.